Hi everyone, this is Tammy, owner of Worthy, Worth It, and Priceless, and today's podcast is titled Value What You Have. My daughter has a tablet. Actually, she has two Kindle kids tablets or Fire tablets, whatever. And what she will do is if I have my phone lying down anywhere in the house and she sees it, she will drop her tablet to get my phone, only to be told, no, give me my phone, you can't have my phone, type of thing. And I tell her every time, whether she understands or not, you have the same thing on your tablet. Yuvea gets my phone and she goes straight to Disney Plus. Disney Plus is on her phone, on her tablet. And you know tablets, they're bigger than a phone anyway. So I never really got the whole thing, but whatever. But I think it's a lot of times we're wanting something that we can't have. For some reason, Yuvea values my phone over what she has possession of. And I think that's the same thing with us a lot of times. We don't look at what we've already have, what we've already accomplished. And sometimes we look outside of ourselves to try to get something else that may not be for us or out of our reach. And I will say it like this. Just say you're a clothes person or a sneaker person, and you have all these clothes and these sneakers in your closet. And then as soon as the new sneaker or new clothing line starts to come out, what do? A lot of us will go broke trying to get something that we can't afford just because. But not realizing or not even caring about the whole fact that we have clothes and shoes and everything in our possession already. A lot of us don't value what we have. And a lot of times we don't even value who we are ourselves. And so we put ourselves down. Even if we don't tell anybody, we feel as though we have to get this in order to feel happy. We have to do that in order to be happy. But what happens with that is once we obtain what we think is going to make us happy, we're still miserable. Why? Because we are unhappy on the inside. You have to work on yourself first. Value yourself, change the way that you see yourself, and then add to, or if God sends somebody to be your friend or more, then they would be adding a bonus to your life. But you have to value who you are as a person first. The biggest thing, I know I had this problem, and it wasn't until recently that I realized what it was, type of thing. So I think I told you guys, but anyway, I was always, since I was five, I was looking for a husband, type of thing. And I don't know why, but I was. But the problem was that if I loved myself or knew that I should love myself, then I wouldn't be looking for somebody else to love me. My whole thing was that I wanted a husband or whatever to love me. But then it was the whole point. As an adult, I realized that that was wrong. Like, I needed to love myself first. We need to value yourself before you look to someone else to do what you should be doing for yourself. Now, I was 5 years old. I didn't know that that really existed, type of thing. But as an adult, I realized where that went wrong and how it threw off the whole trajectory of my life, because that's what I was looking for. I was looking for someone else to love me, when in all actuality, what I needed to do was love myself first. So that's the thing, or that's the encouragement that I want to give you guys. Love yourself, value yourself first, and value the things that God has already possessed you to have, whether it's talents, gifts, even materialistic things. Value those things before you start to trying to add on to them or add more things to your collection that you don't need. And then down the line, you're going to have to give all this stuff away anyway. So, you know. just wanted to give you guys that encouragement. Know that no matter what is going on, that you always have value. You are worthy, worth it, and priceless. Everything will work out for you. Thank you so much for your support. Love you guys. And until next time, bye.